Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Eureka. How can I help?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Zempris, and I'm calling from A-Plus Federal Credit Union here in Austin, Texas. I actually have a cardholder disputing a charge on their account, and I needed to gather some more information about this charge from you guys.
Okay, no problem. Can you provide me with the zip code?
It is 76706.
And the first and last name of that account holder name?
Joe Garcia.
And can you verify the shipping address for me?
617 South 9th Street, Waco, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. I do have an account holder name account here.
Okay. Can you tell me exactly what was the cost of this charge?
Yes, ma'am. It was $69.97 and $59.97. And I also see here where the customer called in today earlier and called about the charges. And the customer stated that he remembered ordering the product and wanted to cancel. So the account was canceled out because the customer said he agreed to he remembered ordering that product.
So he did remember then.
Yeah, that's what no. He called today at 1:59 p.m.
Is there a cancellation confirmation number for?
You got a cancellation number.
Membership.
I got it. It's, you wanted to take the number down?
Yes. Can you provide that to me, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's CS and CAT 8. FS and Frank 6878 AS and Apple 993.
Okay. And through what website did he subscribe for this type of service or product?
Okay, give me 1 second. It was a Hype Watch, so it was shophypewatch.com.
Okay, can you spell that out, please?
S-H-O-P-H-Y-P-E watch. W-A-T-C-H .com.
Okay, great. So did he receive, what did he receive out of this? Or when did he find out?
He ordered the watch on the 20th of March. He received it on the 24th.
Okay. And is he supposed to return that watch in order to get that money refunded?
I can see here because I'm not sure if that the product he received, I don't think they're taking returns on it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I think the customer knows that because he called in earlier about the product.
Okay. And then you said your name is Teresa?
No, ma'am. I said my name was Eureka.
Eureka. I'm sorry. E-U-R-A-K-E?
No, ma'am. It's U-A-R-E-K-A.
U-A-R-E-K-A.
The U is silent. I mean, the R is silent. I mean, the A is silent.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So then what was the charge for exactly?
The charge for, you talking about the trial period date or the after the 14 days? The first time. Okay, on the 20th, he only paid $7.92 for the shipping charges. And after the 14 days, he paid $59.97 for the earbuds, and he paid $69.97 for the watch.
Okay. $69.97 for the watch. You mentioned another charge. So besides the $7.92, what other charge was there?
The $7.92 charge. And then also he got the warranty was $18.94.
Okay. So is that charge of $69.97 refundable?
Yes, ma'am, it is refundable. But he just wasn't refundable due to the fact it was a 14-day trial period.
Okay.
And due to the warehouse isn't accepting returns on it.
Got it. So if he would have returned it during that 14-day period, he would have gotten the full refund of $16. Well, he wouldn't even gotten charged, in other words,
yes,
right?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, so at this time, he should not be expecting any other charges?
No, ma'am.
Okay, very good.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Thank you very much for your help today, and you have a wonderful day.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. You do the same.
Bye.